Well, Tarika just informed me that we are on interview number 8, which it may not be in order the way you're listening to it, but we are bringing in our favorite number 8, and that is none other than women's basketball analyst Steffi Sorensen. Welcome, Steffi.
Thank you, Latrina. I'm so happy to be here. Let's get it going.
Yes, you are the best dressed analyst that we will have on this show right now. So I just want to give you that crown. Yes, better dressed than me by far. Better dressed than Tarika, even though she may, you know, she tries to look cute.
I just get bored. I have to switch it up.
Well, can you get bored and come and do my closet? That would be nice.
Listen, my sister is a stylist, so I will send her your way.
Yes, please do. We want to start off with you in the SEC, where you spent a lot of time this season. And we'll get back to Mississippi State, because I know you're headed to Stark Vegas for the first and second rounds. But for people who may not know about Auburn or Kentucky, are those two teams that have a chance to make a big run? I mean, Kentucky comes in, they'll be in Raleigh facing Princeton, mm-hmm. and then obviously that's where NC State and Maine are. And then for Auburn, you know, a very intriguing team because of how well they play defensively. Coach Flo, you know, does an outstanding job, but they are starting off in Stanford, which is not an easy place to start. They'll be taking on BYU and then probably have to make it past the Stanford Cardinal to get to a Sweet 16 as they're taking on UC Davis. Tell us about Auburn and Kentucky and why they have a chance to make it out.
You know, I really like Auburn this year because, you know, for years with Coach Flo's system, LaChina, they would turn you over 20, 25 times, but they just were scoring in the 60s. But now this season, they've got 5 people on the floor at any given time that can score. And that's why they're in the NCAA tournament. That's why they're in the position they are, is that now they're turning those points, those turnovers into points. And they're so fun to watch. And I was just disappointed at the SEC tournament because Deja Alexander has had such a good year for them. I mean, we know about Janiyah McKay at the point guard. I mean, she's been the steady hand for 4 years, but Janiyah McKay has really filled it up, and she was quiet. And, you know, I just probably why they struggled. Crystal Prim, who started at Duke and who has transferred in and has also been a scorer for them, she was quiet. So I think that they can sneak one in that first round. You know, right now they're a 10 seed facing BYU, but I think – how do you prepare for a team like Auburn if you've never seen a pressure like that?
Right.
I mean, you can throw the scout team in there. You can throw guys. A lot of times you can even do 7-on-5 to try and prepare when the bright lights hit. And then they've got the scoring ability that they have this year. That's, to me, the biggest difference, why I like them in the first round and why I think that they're hard to prepare for. And Stanford, if they can get out, you know, they've shown some vulnerabilities, but they did finish strong. Won the Pac-12. That's a tough matchup for them, for Auburn to get past them. But in that first round game, I mean, I do like Auburn this year.
Yeah.
And for Kentucky, Ryan Howard. Are you
ridiculous?
A Ryan Howard fan?
Ridiculous. Yes. Yes.
What do you like about Ryan?
Oh my gosh. You know, I actually,
how much time do we have?
I know, right? I called a Kentucky game early in the season. Now, granted, I did call their loss to Ole Miss. Shout out to Coach Yo, but that was a tough game for them without Macy Morris. But I think how smooth Ryan is, you know, and obviously your concern is, okay, so she can score it, right? She can take over a game. I love the way she rebounds, her tenacity, but your concern coming into the NCAA tournament, she's a freshman. Like, how many teams are we talking about entering the tournament being led by freshmen? Not that many. And definitely not that many that we think have a shot to advance to the Sweet 16. So that is my only thing. But other than that, I mean, they've got, you know, Macy, and you kind of feel like Kentucky is rejuvenated. But when you are facing, you know, teams that just have more NCAA experience, you know, if they do end up running up against, I mean, NC State, that's going to be a challenge because State does have – you know, that experience factor. But what do you think? Do they have what it takes?
The thing about Ryan Howard is that with Taylor Murray and Macy Morris, it's kind of like Ryan can let the game come to her. So it's not all on her shoulders. Mm-hmm. And to me, I was wondering when she came to the SEC tournament if she was going to be like, oh, you know, all the lights, it's a huge pageantry. You know, she was unfazed. I mean, in the fourth quarter against Missouri, granted they didn't win, you know, she wanted the ball, she demands it, and she hits the shot. So I'm not worried about her come NCAA tournament time about being a freshman. She's a sophomore now. She's already grown up. Like, she's moved on. But Kentucky, you know, I talked to Coach Mitchell just the other day, and they've spent a lot of this time working on their defense. And that's kind of been the difference, I feel like, with Kentucky this year, is they're getting back to defending and turning people over. And then now you've got a player like Ryan Howard. When you need a basket, toss, score. I mean, that's kind of how she can roll. And that's nice to have if you're Matthew Mitchell. I just worry about their lack of post players. I mean, they don't really have a huge post presence. And if they want to go up against NC State, you know, that's the challenge. You know, who's going to dictate style? But I just think Ryan Howard is a player that I'd put my money on. You know, I think I really like their chances. You know, Westmore, and you cover the ACC a lot, what he's done this year, given everything, all the adversity that they've had, speaks for itself. But Kentucky's a different team this year, and I think Kiki McKinney might be healthy, and that's one of their post players. She had a concussion in the SEC tournament. So if they're at full strength and they're healthy, they're turning people over, everyone's clicking. I mean, Kentucky's a really good team. You know, they played Louisville really good, really well in the non-conference. So those are two teams maybe kind of no one's really talking about, but I think they're really good, Latrine. I really do. So.
Speaking of really good in post play, we will end on Mississippi State because you've seen a lot
transition.
Yes, you have seen a lot of Tierra McCowan, I really enjoyed your interview with the Schaefer family. That was so well done and said a lot about Vic. You know, I mean, we see these coaches, but when you hear their family talk about them, definitely brings a different dimension. But, you know, some people were surprised to see Mississippi State as a one seed, especially because they ended up not having to necessarily play the cream of the crop in the SEC coming through the tournament. But they did get that one seed. They will be in Portland. Oregon, the Ducks, are the number two seed, so actually there's concern there. But is this team primed to make it to the Final Four, make it back to the Final Four?
Absolutely. I think second to Notre Dame, I think Mississippi State is playing the best basketball of any team in the country. Having seen them just throughout the year and then up close and personal in that SEC final, man, it's just their defense. You know, they score, and you know, we always talk about Vic and the defense, but you know, they score, they'll get 80-90 points, but their defense is just relentless. And I'm in those huddles with China, let me tell you, and he keeps that team on such a hard edge. There is no letting off the gas pedal. Yeah. And so I was feeling, you know, you wondered with them finally getting that SEC championship, are they going to stay hungry? That whole, you know, oh, we finally got it. You know, Tierra and Inra, you know, they, oh, we finally got it. But, you know, we talked to Schaefer the other day, and he said he watched that final, and he had 4 pages of legal pad notes of all the things that they did wrong, and that's what they're going to go and show them before practice tomorrow. So I was like, okay, you know, he's definitely going to have them dialed in.
Fired up.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about this Mississippi State team, they're trying to, like, you know, they had to replace 4 seniors from last year's team that got to the final. And so you're taking a look at the roster. You go, how do you replace a player like Victoria Vivians? Well, you've got a player like Andrea Howard who comes over from Texas A&M. She's not going to shoot the 3 like Vivians, but she's an undersized 4 who's going to get you extra possessions, and she scores, and she's got an endless motor. Okay, well, that works. Roe Johnson last year, she could shoot the 3, good defender. Well, now you got Espinoza, Briamber Scott off the bench. Jasmine Holmes, itty bitty, you know, they were kind of shoulder to shoulder. So
yep.
Those pieces, they just kind of slid in, and everyone owns their role.
Yeah.
And Vic just kind of he has this way of these players play for him. And then you got Big T. Big T in the middle, she's not forcing anything. Just lets the game come to her, and they're running more things through her as a passer. And that dribble drive, Lord help me.
Yeah.
People trying to defend that is a nightmare.
Yeah, Lord help all of us.
Lord help all of us.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be on the ground. I'll be on the ground trying to guard that. So I really do like Mississippi State. I like his team. I like Vic Schaefer because I'm in the Starkville pod. I just feel very fortunate that I have 2 coaches that are on my Coach of the Year list, and Amanda Butler and Vic Schaefer. I mean,
yeah,
we've got a nice little pod there, and it'll be really good to see Coach Butler because of, you know, the job that she's done, and for her and that Clemson team, they're hungry, and, you know, South Dakota's a really good team. They're always great coming out of the summit, so I'm excited to get Starkville.
Yeah, it's going to be defense on defense if both Clemson and Mississippi State advance. Steffi, we will be watching you in Stark Vegas, but where can fans keep up with you on social media, on all your platforms, and see all these wonderful outfits? I'm your promoter for the outfits.
Yes, you are. I need to hire you. you can follow me at Steffi Sorensen on Instagram, Steffi Sorensen on Twitter. I'm pretty easy.
Awesome.
That's it.
Well, have fun in Starkville. Give everyone our best. And we'll talk to you again soon, Steffi. Thank you for making time for us.
Thanks. Thanks, Lachina.